Hey everybody, it is Dip Mouth Motivation, and I am here in the space, in the time, in the place. Let me tell y'all, first of all, follow me on YouTube if you're not already following me, Dip Mouth Motivation. Of course, follow me on Snapchat, Dip Mouth Motivation, Instagram, Coach Demasha Katrina, and Facebook, Dip Mouth Motivation. Or you can follow my personal page because it's open, Demasha Katrina. Either way, it is fine. Also, I have just placed my product, Sakaya Divine Teas and More. These are divine teas. Y'all got to go get y'all some in Brandon Mall. If you cannot make it to Brandon Mall, you can also get you some from me. Of course, you can go to the Sakaya Divine page, send me a message, and I will send you a link to be able to get these teas and get healthy, get right. Some exciting things have been happening, but also some crazy things have been happening as well. So tonight, I have been asked by multiple people to do the steps of how you get over death. And so I'm saying it that way because most of the people were saying it that way to me. But you don't get over death. You don't get over death at all. Death is not something that you get over. Death is something that you learn to cope with. So I say that, and I say that from experience, because one of the main things that you have to know is that you have to allow yourself to grieve. I think this is one of the biggest issues that we have, is allowing ourselves to grieve and knowing that the process of grief is not a 1 year, 1 day, 2 month, 6 month. The process of grief does not work like that. You could be fine today, moving through life positively and expressing yourself and being creative. And you could be doing all that today. And then tomorrow you could be like, oh, I really miss my mom. I really miss my dad. I really miss my child, or I really miss my grandparent, because that's how the process of grief goes. Because you don't get over it. You don't get over losing someone. You don't get over missing someone. You don't get over those things. You just learn how to cope with them and not allow them to make you stagnant. So the first step in coping with death is acceptance. Yep, acceptance. And I'll tell you a small story, and I'll tell you a story about my daughter. And today, she would be 18 years old. She'll be 18 years old today. Well, not today, but on April 16th, she would have been 18 years old. And losing a child is something completely different from losing a parent, or losing a grandparent, or maybe even a friend. It's a completely different feeling, I feel. Because you are stuck with the what ifs, or what would it have been like, or what would it felt like, or what would they have looked like when they got older, or what would they be doing right now? How would they get along? You're stuck with all these questions in your head. You are stuck with all these questions in your head. So it makes it a little harder to accept them leaving, because it's like there was a book open, but then you didn't get to the end of the book. For whatever reason. So you have no clue what happened, and you're wondering what happened, but you did not get to that part. Losing a parent. I would say losing a parent is a different, because I would consider my grandmother to be a parent to me. And I would say that losing her kind of like discombobulated my world for a minute. Probably about a year, maybe two, discombobulated my world, because I felt like I'm in this place by myself, because this woman that I love so dearly has left me. Yeah, that's how I felt. I felt like she left me. And she left me here with these people that don't compare to her. But when you start to accept the fact of they're gone and they are not coming back, and it's okay. Because either they passed from natural causes or they passed from illness, they are gone and they're not coming back. And that's a hard pill to swallow. Because how dare this podcast lady tell me that my family member, my loved one, my child is gone and they're not coming back? It's hard for me to swallow. I don't know if you're listening to this now, if you listened to a previous podcast I did, and I titled it, I believe, Letting Go or Let Go. And I said to the listeners that I have a hard time letting go. I have a hard time letting go of people in my life because I just love them and I see the best in them and I want them to be here forever. And even when it comes to death, I have a hard time letting go. I have a hard time accepting that I have to let go, and not let go of the person, but let go of the physical sense of them being here, if that makes sense. Because when you're accepting, you're just accepting that I'm not going to see them in this reality anymore. Unless I'm looking at a picture, I'm not going to be able to feel them. I'm not going to be able to talk to them. And I wouldn't even say to the extent of talking, but I would say I'm not going to be able to feel them or hug them or get any more kisses or get any more hugs or get any speeches or whatever it is that the person did for you that you remember and you hold tight to. But at the same time, spiritually or energy is still here. So I know I'm not the only one in this world that sometimes I can hear my grandmother's voice, or I could do something and I'd be thinking like, if my grandma knew I was doing this, she probably would be flipping out. That's me feeling that energy. I remember when something strange happened when my grandmother passed. When my grandmother passed, it was, I think it was like a lot of family here. It was like my aunts and my mom and cousins and everybody was over. And that early morning, when my grandmother was living and all the family would be there, she would get up early before everybody and she would cook for us. And she would cook like eggs and bacon and grits and salmon patties and pancakes and pork chops with gravy and fried potatoes. I mean, like, she would cook all this stuff. But that morning, separately, we all said we smelt bacon. And it was so funny because in our minds, or her energy was so strong around us that it was like she had started cooking that morning before we got up. And then coming downstairs and realizing that, wait a minute, she's gone. It was that part that we had to accept, that physically she's gone. And I remember for a moment, we all got kind of sad. But then I can't remember which one of my aunts it was, or if it was my mom. And it might have been my mom, because my mom's the oldest and she probably looked around the room and said, okay, I got to take authority. And we all cooked breakfast and we laughed and we talked about the different memories that we have with her and how she would be cooking this stuff and how we don't cook like she do, but we all know how to cook and different things like that. And those are the things that you hold on to. Those are the spaces that you stay in, because those are the things that help you accept physically this person is gone, but energy and spiritually this person is still here, because that spirit is still in you. When you give a person a part of you, whether it's a parent, whether it's a friend, whether it's a child, whether it's a cousin or whoever it is, when they have imparted something in you, like a lesson, love, hugs, kisses, they are giving you their energy. They're giving you a piece of them that they don't take back, because they want you to hold on to it. They want you to know that you are special and I love you just the way you love me. But that takes us being mindful. and constantly reminding ourselves that they love me. They taught me this. I learned this. I remember when this happened. So acceptance and being mindful is very important when you're coping with losing someone. Because you're not going to get over it. You're not going to get over those moments when something happens and you remember that person saying this to you. You're not going to get over the fact that I cannot give you a hug or a kiss. You're not going to get over that. But what will happen is you'll be able to cope with it. You'll know that it's okay sometimes if you cry. I can remember like every other Mother's Day, I would be sad. And I would cry. I would wake up in the morning. I would wake up with tears in my eyes. And I would be thinking about my baby and my daughter, thinking like, oh, I would have all three of my children in one house for Mother's Day. But one of them is missing. Currently, right now. And I was very reluctant to do this podcast. And I was very reluctant to do this podcast because at this moment, right now, in this time, my mother is in the trauma ICU and she is on a breathing ventilator. Friday, she coded, heart rate went up, organs were failing, all kind of things were happening to her. And as I'm reading these messages where people were asking me, can you do a podcast about how to get over someone dying? And everybody had a different story of the person that they lost and they just cannot get over it. And during this process of my mom being in this hospital and on a ventilator, it has been a long road. 2 months ago, she had a stroke. I felt like I am losing my mother. Very hard pill to swallow. Then after that, she had an occurrence and she had to go back to the hospital. And I'm like, oh. And then Friday at 10:15 at night, my world became much different. And I had to put my mind in a different reality. I had to listen to doctors tell me that we are doing all that we can do. Not the reality that I wanted to step in. Having that unsure feeling of what you're telling me is my mother coded, and what you're telling me is my mother's organs are slightly failing, but you are doing all that you can do. Well, do some more is what my first thought was. But then my second thought was, you have to accept it. You have to accept the possibilities that go along with it. So when you're losing or when you have lost someone, this is why acceptance, but mindful acceptance, knowing that this person may be not here, but they imparted something so great to you that in those moments that you feel sad or you feel down or you feel like I'm by myself, you are not. You 100% are not. Honoring memories is another big thing, because sometimes because we can't accept or except in a mindful way. We don't want to honor memories. We don't want to. I know people whose mothers have passed away and they don't celebrate Mother's Day anymore, even though they are mothers. So they kind of gyp the people in their life out of celebrating them as a mother. And then I often ask them, if your mother was here, your mother would be expecting something on Mother's Day. So why don't you honor her memory and celebrate Mother's Day and go to where she's buried or go or take a few of her ashes and do something with them? You know, like make some memories. Although the person is not here, you can still make memories with them. You can still make memories with them. You can have a tradition or a ritual that you do on their birthday or on their on the day that they passed away or on the day that they made you feel special. You can say, this is the ritual. This is what I'm doing every day. Every year for the last couple of years that my daughter has passed away, I would do balloons for her. And so every year I would get some balloons and I would let them go in the air. And I remember one year I was so, I don't want to say depressed, but I was so down about her not here. One of my friends said, what are you doing for your daughter's birthday? And I said, well, probably nothing because I'm just not feeling it. I've been crying for the whole week and I'm really in this space where I'm feeling like, why me? Why me? And my friend, she did a video. She went and got some balloons and then she sent me this video of her letting the balloons go for my daughter. So not only can you create memories, but people around you can create memories with you. They can create memories with you. So mindful acceptance and honoring the memory. Just because they're gone doesn't mean that memories have to stop. No, the physical body isn't here. But you can take one day and say, you know what? I'm going to scrapbook the majority of their pictures that I have. Or this is the memory that I'm going to do this year. I'm going to go to one of our favorite restaurants and I'm going to sit down and I'm going to have some dinner and I'm going to sit at the table that we sit at all the time. Or, you know, like you have to create those things. And sometimes you have to be creative, but it's okay because you being able to be creative and create a memory with someone who is not physically here is a healing experience. In allowing yourself to grieve. For whatever reason, we put a time limit on grief. And we have to stop doing that because grief has different steps to it. But no one ever said you were not or you cannot or you should not repeat the steps. There is not a day that passes that I don't miss my grandma, I don't think about her, or I don't see her in some other woman in a store shopping or talking or watching a video, or it doesn't matter. There's not a day. There's not a day that I don't jump in my car and get ready to drive and hear my grandma say, put your seatbelt on. Domisha, put your seatbelt on right now. So it's not always about the time limit because there is no time limit. There is no time limit on grief. It could be 2 years, 3 years, 1 year, 6 years. It doesn't matter. There is no time limit on grief. You have the ability to cope with this. But I'm not telling you it's going to be easy because it's not easy. It's very hard. It's hard for some of us to say goodbye. Some people deal with death very well. Some people are like, okay, they're gone and their body is not here and I'll just talk to them and talk to them. Talk to them. I personally, my personal thought is I feel like spiritually our people that have gone and it out of the physical sense, they can hear us. They can hear what we're saying. They can hear us. So speak. You're not crazy because you speak out loud to someone that you miss. What you're doing is you're expressing yourself. You're getting it up and you're getting it out. And I'm one person that always says, if it comes up, let it come out. Write a letter to them, put it in a bottle and send it in the water. Do some kind of exercise or cook their favorite dinner and sit down and write a letter to them while you eat the favorite thing that they like to eat. You probably will never get over the fact that they're gone and you will probably miss them forever. This year for my daughter's birthday, I did not do balloons. When it got to her birthday, it was almost like For her birthday, I got a gift because I got a new godson the day after her birthday. The very day after her birthday, I got a new godson. So that made me excited. But then the next day, and I'm just showing you how grief goes. Here it was her birthday. I wasn't sad. I was just like, okay, it's her birthday. Happy birthday, baby. I probably won't do balloons today, but happy birthday. The very next day, my godson was born. But then the very next day, I was called at 10:15 and I had a chaplain on the phone telling me that my mother coded. And that's how grief works. Today, you're okay. You're in balance. The next day, you're very happy. But then the day after that, you might feel a gut punch. You might feel overwhelming tears coming out your eyes while you're in the bathroom, or while you're in the shower, or if you walk past something and you see their picture, it happens that way. But it's okay. Because every day you get stronger. I remember when my daughter first passed away. I remember when my grandmother first passed away, not being able to even figure out what I wanted to put on. And if you think back to the time when that person, that the day you found out that person is no longer here, you will be able to see your progression. Because this is a process like everything else in our life, like every journey in our life, it's a process. And we have to trust the process. It's okay to live in that space to be, I miss this person. I really love them and I want to see them again. But then you have to step into that mindful acceptance where you accept that they are gone and physically I will not be able to see them right now. And then when you start having that mindful acceptance, then you're able to go out and create memories. You're able to stay in the house and create memories. And then with all of that together, allowing yourself to grieve without being on a time limit. I'm a person that believes that time only exists in the minds of men. Because when you really think about it, who cares about time? If I could go to work and show up when I felt like it on whatever day, Monday I might show up early at 6 o'clock in the morning. On Tuesday, I might say, well, I did a lot of work on Monday and I'm kind of caught up. I'm going to show up at 10. And then if you really think about it, that's how people thrive. Not putting yourself, don't put yourself on no time limit if you lost a loved one. You're not on a time limit to grieve. You have to learn how to cope. You have to learn how to say goodbye. You have to learn that it's okay to sit on your couch and say, I love you. I miss you. It's okay to do creative things in memory of that person because that is how you heal. That is how you heal. I love y'all. I cannot do a long podcast tonight. And this is the real me. Because at this moment in my life, I'm working on mindful acceptance. Accepting that my mother is in the hospital on a ventilator, doing much better than she was on Friday. But the fact is, she is still there and she's not at her home or at my home. I cannot reach out and talk to her like I want to. I can't get a hug from her like I want to. I can't laugh for her like I want to. I can only go to a hospital, pick up a phone, call into the unit. Once I call into the unit, then I'm walking into a room and I'm seeing my mother with tubes all in her body, drips and IVs everywhere. So I'm doing mindful accepting. Because we all go through this thing where it's hard for us to say goodbye and we feel like our loved ones left us And we all go through this thing where we try to push ourselves to heal instead of letting ourselves heal gradually. As I said before, I love y'all. You are going to get past this and learn how to cope. You will have the ability to you have the ability to use mindfulness when accepting, to honor their memory, and allow yourself to heal naturally by not putting a time limit on when you grieve. I love y'all. And I know I said it a bunch of times, but I love y'all. You can do this. Please remember to follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. All of the platforms, especially follow me on YouTube. I love y'all. Good night.